Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And welcome to Ground School. No, we're talking about the fundamentals of faith. These two airplanes are fundamentally the same. But, oh, are they different. This one is a piston engine, or what is properly called a reciprocating engine. And it, the one that I fly has a, it's been upgraded to a Pratt & Whitney R985 engine, and it's a round engine instead of an opposed engine. And it makes really great noise. It's a sound, not a noise. Anyway, and we were talking about this yesterday. I had to go through all of these fundamental things to get from here to here. I've flown both of these airplanes. But they're fundamentally the same. And I remembered there's a high-wing Cessna. Well, that's what I soloed in. Just a little two-place Cessna. And the tail number, its ID number, was N5523E, Echo. And it was 2-3 Echo, the phonetic for E. Well, and standing underneath the wing, I read to checking the inside up on behind these ailerons. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up, my instructor, first thing he said, Kenneth, he said, well, wait a minute. Don't stick your finger up in there. I'm about to make a mistake. You can make faith mistakes. This is all hard metal. It's aluminum. He said, now hold on to that thing because you need to stick your hand up in here. But he said, if it's gusty wind and it blows it and you don't have a good, he said, it'll slam down on your finger. And he said, it'll cut it and it really, really hurts. That's fundamentally a good thing to know. Yes. So I never did do that. Now, a low-wing airplane, you have, in your pre-flight, you go through all of these things. You don't just kick the tires and light the fires. You kill yourself. You only have to kill yourself once. And it's permanent.
Yeah. It's permanent.
Because airplanes are fundamentally dangerous. The minute you get here, it's dangerous. Cars are fundamentally dangerous. Cars are more dangerous than these are. Oh, well, read the statistics. There are more accidents on the way to the airport than there are in the airplane. Because they're fundamentally, they have been tested and tested and tested and tested and tested and tested now for over 100 years. But then it depends on who's flying it. So there's a lot of it depends on. There's a lot of it depends on here. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Let's go to the 107th Psalm. And I'll show it to you. Now, if you were using your faith, excuse me, and there's some information you're going to have, and we'll go through this. You're going to know what it is, fundamentally, what faith is, how it's released, what feeds it, where it comes from. Now, that's fundamental knowledge. But that's just a license to learn. Now, look in the 107th Psalm, verse 17. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. But that's not the end of the story. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. I mean, they get up to the point where they're about ready to die. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saves them out of their distresses. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. But if a person is sick unto death and they don't know that, don't know how to engage faith, I had to, this thing doesn't have an autopilot in it. But I had to learn how to engage the autopilot in that. I had to learn how to engage my faith. And that's what we're talking about here. But that, there you have it. There's some mistakes made here. And the way they were living, not paying a bit of attention, doing very foolish things, and just get a little worse off and a little worse off and a little worse off, and then to get right up to the point they're about to die. Mm-hmm. And then they say, "Ah! Help me!" God says, "Okay." But it takes faith. Yeah. Now, let's go back over there where we were in Mark chapter 11, please. Now, we found out yesterday the situation here, and particularly by looking into the Amplified Bible, and it explained it. When a fig tree is in full leaf, it should have figs on it. So that was a disobedient tree because it was not time yet for figs. It was premature. But now Jesus is a busy man, and he went happily, he finds something to eat on that tree. Well, look, I mean, that tree's a little early here. Surely it has figs on it. And he's hungry. He's fasting. And it was a lie. He answered and said unto it, "No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever." What is that? 9 words, turned around and walked on. They came to Jerusalem. Jesus went into the temple, began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers. Now, he went in there the day before. Didn't do anything. He just stood around and watched. He needed sleep on this. Why? I only do what I see my Father do. I only say what I hear my Father say. So he didn't do anything. This is the first wisdom of faith. Don't get in a hurry. I'm going to give you another aviation saying. What is that? Stop and wind your watch. If it's a fire emergency, there are memory items to that, and you do them immediately, but you have to have those memory items. But there is a checklist, and there's an emergency checklist. The checklist is the Bible of that airplane. The manufacturer wrote this, and the manufacturer wrote the checklist of that. The checklist in this is very short, but it's extremely important. And a lot of people get hurt because they don't pay any attention to a checklist. So, at any rate, it's so important. Don't respond or react to fear. If you're going to do that, train yourself over and 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 over. Now they have simulators for this. They never did have simulators for these. They didn't have simulators when I learned how to fly. So I would sit in a chair and I would see it in my mind. First, I'd go sit in the airplane and look at every instrument in there, every instrument. And now, of course, they have better things now. And with these, you have a fold-out where you can go home and sit there and look at the panel of that airplane. But it didn't have that back then. So I would meditate on it. Think about it. Meditate on it. And I would sit in that chair, and I would place myself in that airplane. My throttle quadrant is here. The yoke is here. And I'd do like this, and I'd say, now, what am I going to do if an engine stops? Oh, okay. What'd that checklist say? Yeah. First thing I'm going to do is figure out which engine has stopped. Well, how do I do that? Weak rudder, weak engine. Yeah. So strong rudder, strong. Yeah, I got it. And I my simulator was in here, meditating on it. Practice emergencies. Okay. Oh, Jesus. Not, what on earth is that? Oh, and the devil will say, would you believe cancer? No, it couldn't be. Well, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, forevermore. I'm healed. First words. Amen. Because when you say something under a lot of pressure like that, it'll come out of your spirit. I have demonstrated it with congregations. Stand the whole congregation, I'd say, now say this after me, but say it firmly. By His stripes I am healed. And everybody would do it. I said, now we're going to do it again, only this time at the top of your voice. Scream it. By His stripes. And when you got through, glory to God. Huh? It came out of here instead of out of here. Train. That's what makes this safe. It's training, 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 training. Remember? I told you last week, recurrent training in this. This thing is fast. This one is harder to fly. This thing will bite you. It was built that way to train pilots. You're supposed to be already trained when you get into this. But this thing, the landing gear is real close together. And you got this little wheel back here that'll actually do this. And you get, that's called a ground loop. And it can get up here. It can get over here. That's not good. No. So this takes a lot of practice. There is a way to do this. But the one that's particularly on pavement, the one that's harder, and this is one I like, it's practice. No. Get out of here. Is over and over and over and over and over before I soloed. Now, all of this has to do with the fundamentals of faith. Before I soloed, I'd come in and say, and then, I was shaving one morning, standing there, had a flight lesson that morning. I can do that. What happened? Revelation. That's the reason I brought that up. Now, at that time, I wasn't born again. But my spirit was telling me. Now, I was really close to being born again because my mother prayed for me all the time. And I had a heart for God. I wasn't anti-God at all. I saw it. I went right out there that morning. And I came around on base leg. I knew it when I got over here. It started to turn final. I knew it. I knew what I was doing. I reduced the power just right on time and got two squeakies. I was so thrilled. I'm talking about having things revealed in your life. But the Word says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. Now, in order to explain something here, on an instrument landing system, which at the time I had no knowledge of, the outer marker would be right here, and you're coming here, you're on the instrument landing system, and right here is where you're ready to land, coming down here. I'd never heard of that. This is August 1961. It's hot. And I'd been training in the mornings while it was cool. Get this instructor out of my airplane. I want to fly this thing by myself. I'm ready. My instructor said, I'm ready to solo. But I soloed at 4 o'clock in the afternoon at Meacham Field, which is Fort Worth Municipal Airport. Now, I've been doing this thing in my little 150 Cessna early in the morning, and there's no traffic. But I'm soloing, right? I came around here, and I said, Meacham Tower, Cessna 23 Echo, as downwind, touch and go. Roger that, 23 Echo. You're number 8 in the pattern, follow a DC-3 out just outside the outer marker. What? They got something painted on a barn? I never heard of an outer marker. I said, sir, this is my first solo. Oh, okay. He's happy, I'm happy. He said, can you hold your altitude? I said, yes, sir. I'm doing it by myself. Yes! I'm bouncing along here because it's a little bumpy. And so, now, knowledge. This is knowledge. I had to have more knowledge. Then I had to have more wisdom to use that knowledge. He said, hold your heading, hold your altitude. I'll tell you when to turn base. Here I go. And I get to fly a little further. He said, 2-3 Echo. Yes, sir. See that DC-3 off your left wing on final? So he's about to land. I looked up. I said, yes, sir. When that DC-3 passes under your left wing, turn base. And I looked. I thought, well, yeah. I couldn't hit him if I tried. My first wisdom and knowledge of that aeronautical law. If I'm here and he's here, I cannot hit him. I mean, if I, with everything I had, go at him, he's going the other way. Pilots use it all the time. I learned it the day I soloed. In that little two-seat Cessna 150. Knowledge with wisdom. The more we know about the spiritual force of faith, what it is, because you hear it used, well, what faith are you? Faith in God. What else you want to? No. They, you know, what denomination of you? Well, there's not anything inherently wrong with that, but it doesn't say anything. You won't find that in this book. Now, what is it? It is a spiritual force. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews is the faith book, because the 11th chapter is the hall of fame of faith. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of not seen, things not seen. But faith is always now. So there's two things in there. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. There is such a thing as real Bible hope. Are you coming to the healing service in the morning, healing school? Yes, sir, Brother Copa. You are going to receive your healing, right? Well, Brother Copeland, I sure do hope so. No. That's wishing.
Right.
You could say the same thing. Yes, sir, I hope to. My hope is high. Mm-hmm. Oh, don't get your hope up. I don't want you to go, oh. Hope is the blueprint for faith. Mm-hmm. It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Listen to this from the Classic Amplified. Now, faith is the assurance. Is the assurance. The confirmation. Oh, I like that.
Yep.
The title deed of the things we hope for being, oh, dear Lord, I love it, being the proof of the things we do not see and the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. It is the title deed. Amen. I own that healing. I was hoping for it, and now I have it. I'm not any more healed than I was, and we're out of time. But this is where we're going to grab hold tomorrow. Amen. Bye, yeah, but we'll be back in just a moment. Pray, believe you receive it. Not after you see it, not after you feel it, because you're changing something here. This is the prayer of faith that changes things.
Yeah.
Join us for the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle, November 10th through November 12th. Register today at kcm.org/DC.
All that God is, His love, His wisdom, His power, is summed up in one name. It's the same name by which all creation was made and by which you are saved, the name of Jesus. When you became a believer, Jesus gave you His name and everything that goes with it. Find out the inheritance you have in His name with Jesus, the name above every name, an MP3 teaching by Kenneth Copeland. The name of Jesus overcomes all the power of the enemy and gives you victory. It releases the power of the gospel, which is healing, deliverance, and prosperity. Proverbs says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." Learn to remain in the refuge of His name. You've been made a joint heir with Christ. Study what you've been given so you can speak out by faith the name above every name, Jesus. Jesus is the name above every other name. His name contains the power to overcome all evil and position you for victory in all areas of your life. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's series, Jesus, the Name Above Every Name, available on MP3 disc at kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01225-787-310. This free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. For more information, contact your regional office today.
These fundamentals are very fundamental, and they cannot be successfully changed. That's where we are. And this is very fundamental. God loves you. I mean it. This is the fundamental of all fundamentals. God loves you. He doesn't love you because you're somebody. You're somebody because He loves you. And He loves you. Everybody that went to hell, He loved and would not have them gone there. And we love you. But we love you with the love of God because the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Amen? And this is fundamentally powerful. You ready?
Yes.
And Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Yeehaw.
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith. Visit our website, kcm.org.uk.